Yes. All right, wicked. Yes, welcome to another episode of The Kick Out. I go by the name of Skillet.
I'm Flo, I am.
We are half of the team of The Kick Out team, obviously. DJ Ace is away in Texas doing some DJing.
Jet flying.
Wheeling dealing.
Limousine ride.
Kiss dealing. No, okay. And we don't. And unfortunately, the lady of the group, Tay, she couldn't make it today due to some more work. She's been absent for a while now, Flo.
She has.
We might have to get rid of her.
Do you hear that, Tay?
I think you might have to cut a Vince McMahon promo on her. Yup! Anyway.
She booked her tickets today, though. We're going to WrestleMania, baby.
Hey, man, we can finally announce it now. So WrestleMania is on the cards. We will be giving you a rundown and a review and special interviews with the WWE staff. Well, roster, I should say, at the WrestleMania weekend. Expect NXT as well. Hopefully, we get some NXT call-ups on the mic. So, yes, that weekend should be quite fun and exciting. And WrestleMania is shaping up nicely. But anyway, we're being a bit rude because we've got special guests in the studio and we haven't introduced them yet. Actually, can I just say, the origin of this podcast, the idea, if I'm going to be honest with you, is was stemmed by one of the guests today. DJ Royalty from I don't know if you remember this.
Maybe
we went. So big up yourself, by the way. Hello, DJ Royalty. How are you?
Hello.
When Elijah, who's also in the studio today, big up yourself, Elijah. Elijah and Skilliam, there are two big DJs from the Butters crew who tour around the world doing nothing but beautiful sets, changing perspectives of lives. Royalty is part of that family too. But the reason why I mentioned this is because when Elijah were, and yourself, I believe, were doing an Ibiza show, you came down and you spoke to me. This is back in 2013. And you're like, Skillet, man, you should do a wrestling podcast. And I thought, that's a good idea. And then I just thought, Ace and I, we did nothing but speak about wrestling every time we were in each other's company. So it just became a natural fit. But we've always wanted you two to be part of this as well. So I'm so glad.
Well overdue.
That's an understatement and a half. So thank you for coming, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about wrestling, WWE Fastlane this weekend. We're going to talk about Monday Night Raw. But before we get into that, can you guys give yourselves a little short introduction, who you are for the listeners who might not know your history and why you're here tonight?
I'll go first. So I've known Skillet since I was 11.
Yes.
From school days.
Secondary school.
And we were watching WWE, WCW at that time.
A good time to be a wrestling fan back then, man.
Yeah. So what was that? Like 98 to 03?
Yeah, bruv.
Like on it.
Mad.
I don't know how to describe this. Like,
You know the ones where we didn't care? You know, there's some school kids that watch wrestling but didn't admit they watch wrestling. Oh, Elijah and I, we didn't give a fuck. We will let you know. So.
And then Attitude Era happened and then everybody was on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah, even then, I remember like people dropping off like maybe after that Invasion stuff. And then I just carried on watching Cena and Lesnar and all this Batista. And you know, like when like JBL was champion and I'm like, oh man, I'm still here. What am I doing? what am I doing in my life? And then now, to be honest, like, you know, I dropped out for a few years. CM Punk brought me back in for a while.
Exactly the same with me, dude. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
You know how many people say that?
Yep.
It's insane how many people say that.
We need a Punk now because I'm, if I want for this podcast,
And then in the last couple of years in particular, man, just all the kind of stuff that I've been seeing on YouTube, man, indie guys, UK people, then, you know, the Bullet Club stuff from Japan. Like, I went to Wrestle Kingdom in January. Like, I call myself a casual fan still, but then I've gone to like WrestleMania last year in Wrestle Kingdom in January. So I don't know how casual that is. That seems
I'm afraid you're not a casual fan. You, sir, are a member of the WWE Universe.
There you go.
We all are. It's horrible.
But I love that though. And then we've had DJ Logan Sarmo on the show many a times before. And then I know you and him have a close friendship, especially with wrestling as well. So you get to go to Japan with him and watch DNJ because obviously you went Wrestle Kingdom, a dream of mine that I haven't lived yet.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Elijah. So I mean that must have been insane. And in fact, we wanted to get you on the show when Wrestle Kingdom this year was done. We were trying to review it, but obviously our schedules were all over the place. But yeah, that must have been crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like culturally, like somewhere that I've been going for the last few years anyway, so I'm like immersed in like Japanese culture on the music side. But then the way, you know, people do wrestling in the UK and people do wrestling in America, can compare it to Japan, it's just like really interesting just to see
how
the reactions are to certain things. Like even the crowd, like where I was sitting, it was among like the kind of English speakers, but then there were like a whole bunch of Japanese kids with us as well.
Yeah.
So like just seeing who they gravitate to and why, versus like us that, you know, like whatever, the Bucks or Omega or something.
How is it different to an English or an American crowd?
No one stands up ever.
Right. Oh, you know what's funny? I'm so glad you said that, because when I was watching it live, I was thinking, I wonder if Elijah wants to mark out right now, but he can't. Like, did it feel weird? If you wanted to get up, if someone did a sick move and you would have been like, did it feel weird to do that?
We still had to. There were certain points, there was like the Jericho and Omega match, and there was points where I was like just cracking up laughing.
Yeah.
Like, but the natural inclination is like, I kind of like, I just want to stand up with a joy.
Of course.
Like, there was a bit where he hit like Red Shoe's son.
Yes.
And like, just made me laugh. Like, as soon as you stand up, people like look and think, oh, like you're right. Or and like, it's kind of weird.
That's crazy, bro.
You can just understand why, like response to like Goto and Naito, like you don't really gauge that from watching on screen sometimes, like how popular they are in real life.
Yeah.
I've seen all the LIJ t-shirts, like whatever. Like not like more than Bullet Club t-shirts. Do you know what I'm saying? So where we in the West are like, oh, Bullet Club is everything. Over there, it's like, okay, there's like the Okada Naito thing meant a lot.
Sure.
And it was super real, man. So yeah.
In that case, sir, I'm going to hit you with it. Your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
please.
This is a question that we always
all
ask.
Time.
Yeah, and royalty will come to you next. Oh, but this is the question we always ask guests on this show.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tricky one, man. But was that four?
Yes, it is, my friend.
Four.
And you can't, and you have to. Yeah.
Really? All right.
Yeah, I mean, you totally have to. Yeah. All right,
cool.
There's no second guessing.
And can I have no reasons or nothing?
No, you don't have to give a reason. It's up to you, bro. If you want to give a reason, that's, you know, we're happy for that. But yeah.
I'm putting The Undertaker in and I'm not telling you.
Okay.
No reason.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, cool. So, Michaels.
Of course.
Yes.
He loves Michaels. Yeah, we argue about this all the time.
Good. Welcome to my camp, sir.
Yeah, I respect longevity.
No, don't get me wrong. Michaels is one of the greatest of all time. I'm not an idiot. Right, I know 100%. That. I know that. I know that. But I'm a Bret Hart man through and through.
I know.
So I will always say Bret over Michaels.
Michaels, one. Number two.
Stone Cold.
Yes, Bret. 100%. 1,000%.
At the moment, you're exactly the same as me.
This person's going to be a non-wrestler, but the most important person in...
Oh, I know he's going to say.
Yeah. In it, really. And it's Mr. McMahon.
You know what's bad? Do you know what's crazy? Elijah always brings up Vincent Kennedy McMahon. Even when we talk about the greatest character of all time, greatest heel, you always reference Vince. And he's not wrong. Yeah, he's
instantly more interesting.
100%.
As soon as you got Vincent.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's a massive shout. And one of the best on-screen characters of all time.
Because I think that's the thing that nobody thinks about. We don't have to always limit it to just a wrestler. Someone that's in the wrestling business, who's an entertainer, whatever, could be in the top 10. Could be in your Mount Rushmore. So yes. And your last one, my friend.
It's a tricky one, and probably obvious as well. It's The Rock.
Yeah,
That's a good Mount Rushmore
because it's The Rock.
Yeah,
that's a powerful Mount Rushmore as well.
Yeah,
and I know like the one thing that we cheated out of with that Mount Rushmore is no Michael's Rock.
Yeah.
So
I know that Rock hated him in real life.
That's the only bad thing about
the Michaels was disrespectful to The Rock in his younger days. Okay. DJ Royalty.
Hello.
Before actually we get to your Mount Rushmore, can I just ask you what made you a wrestling fan?
I think having an older brother made me a wrestling fan.
Wicked.
My mum always says that when I was a baby, the carer would come round and wonder why wrestling was on TV when I was like an infant.
Yeah.
Because it's probably like not the best thing to show your children.
Well, we all came out fine, didn't we?
Yeah. There we go. But yeah, I think it was just having an older brother and then having access to like VHSs and...
Sure. So your brother was a massive wrestling fan?
I wouldn't say he's massive, he wasn't a massive wrestling fan. It was just...
Do you know what his favourites were? Could you remember?
Yeah, I couldn't.
No.
I just took the sort of...
Brass ring.
Yeah. I grabbed the brass ring.
I love it.
And then, it was just something I've just been into as for as long as I can remember, really.
Wicked.
That was a magical time, though, wasn't it? Going as a young person, yeah, to Blockbuster Video,
yeah,
and picking up. Well, I haven't seen WrestleMania 6. Yeah. That was a magical time.
Yeah, it was. So you and your favorites, your Mount Rushmore.
My Mount Rushmore. That now I can't. I don't think I can compete with that one because I was when Elijah was ringing him off. I was like, hey,
that's a good top four, isn't it? Yeah.
Like Michael's 100% because he was my first.
These boys are gonna do all right.
He was my first ever favorite.
Yeah. Listen, like, definitely, like. I'm not gonna kid you and act like I wasn't a Michaels fan. Of course I was, especially the Heartbreak Kid early days. Talking about when he betrayed Marty Jannetty, to probably arguably the best heel turn ever.
Yeah.
Like in my opinion, the best heel turn ever is Hogan, NWO. Mm-hmm. But Michaels sweet kicking Marty Jannetty and throwing him through the barbershop, that's totally up
and
there.
And do you know how good Michaels is?
1,000. We liked him. He's fantastic.
Even though he dressed like a gay biker with yeah. And if you can, you know what I mean? That's incredible.
No, he was fantastic.
Say Carragher was the biggest heel turn.
Jamie Carragher turned heel this week. And I don't know how I feel about this, man. I can't defend him. I feel like I want to burn.
He's got to spit. We were saying earlier, are you telling me Jamie Carragher hasn't had abuse in the 20 years of football?
Well, Elijah said it right there. That guy in the car probably didn't say anything as worse as anyone has said to him before, but he decided to spit at a little girl's face.
He gave her the green mist.
Great mooter. And turned heel. And I don't know how to feel about this. Luckily, I never got a Carragher shirt on my Liverpool, Who else, my friend?
I would say Stone Cold as well.
Yeah, he's in my match form.
Just going back to Michaels though, it was only because my first real vivid memory of any WrestleMania is I get the Iron Man match.
Yeah,
that was the first match that I would always go back to and put on repeat. Mm-hmm. And that's what made me a fan of Michaels.
Sure.
But, Stone
Who's the
Cold.
Other guy in that match? Some bum. Yeah. Did you hear me, Skillet? I call Bret Hart a bum.
No.
I like Bret Hart. I'm just joking. Continue, sir.
Stone Cold definitely has to be the next one. He is probably my favorite of all time, really. Taker would be my third. Jeez. You can tell what era I've come from. Yeah. Undertaker. For my fourth, I guess I'd have to say Rocky as well. To be honest, and I know that's not
The Rock. Yeah.
I'd like to have a bit more variety.
So good.
I'm just checking if my mic is picking up.
Oh no.
One second. No one say nothing. No one say nothing. Wait. 1, 2? No, it's fine. Cool. Yeah. Okay, so The Rock,
you
Taker. No, I'm not. The Rock, Taker, Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels. That's a good Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. I feel like it's a basic one though, like really. It's not there's no
Yeah, it's not, like, I need a like a post 2010.
So do you know what Rushmore. So eight
yeah,
I mean flu.
No one's ever come on and said, well, to be honest with you, it's Nails. Jannetty.
Flu, what's your Mount Rushmore again? It was
Michaels, Punk, Savage, Austin.
You put Punk in your Mount Rushmore?
100%. Punk's probably second.
No, I can't agree with that, man. Mine's is The Nature Boy! Ric Flair, Savage, Austin, and Brett. That's
so
my Mount
Austin
Rushmore.
Is our
We all agree on Stone Cold. Stone Cold, he changed the business, man. Yeah. There's no one ever like it. There will no one ever be like him and The Rock as well. Rock gets a shout out as well because The Rock is phenomenal. Okay, so you guys witnessed the Fastlane this weekend.
Did indeed.
Let's we talk about Raw as well. Unfortunately, we can't talk about Smack Dizzle because today's Tuesday.
News.
Yes, please, before we get into Fastlane and Monday Night Raw, can you please hit us with some news, Flu?
Jeff Hardy has he was arrested, spent an hour in lockdown, and then he's been released. So I think much the same as Mr. Uso. I don't think the WWE...
It's a slap in the wrist.
It's a slap on the wrist. I think they've sent that statement again saying he's his own man, he can...
So I saw his mugshot.
Yeah, it said driving while impaired. So I don't know if that's
so he's tipsy.
He'd had a puff rather than he'd had a drink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he'd already filmed his stuff for the Matt Hardy Bray Wyatt match. So I don't think he's going to get cut or anything like that. And I'm assuming if the Usos are still good, he's still going to be good. Yeah,
of course.
Poor old Jeff Hardy.
Well, he does this a lot of times. He's done this many a times. Yeah. You know, he's got his vices.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely off the drugs, but. You know, from one addiction, you're gonna go to another, aren't you? So, but I saw his mugshot. He's 40 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he
40 years old, guys? Remember when we were young watching the Hardys? Yeah.
20 years ago.
That's a good This is true. But I just don't know. I don't know why I assumed he was still in his late 30s. But, not, but it makes sense. It makes sense.
But they started really early in the
WWE. They did.
Didn't Matt Hardy start when he was like 16?
Yes, and Jeff was 15. Wow. Yeah.
Do you think there's another run in Jeff Hardy, or do you think this is going to kind of remind management that maybe
keep him in the he'll still be a part of WWE. I just don't think they'll give him a major push or anything.
And do you think he's going to come back as Brother Nero, or do you think we're sticking with
him? 100%, especially with what we saw on Raw this week. 100%.
He would do that, and then that he would end up taking on the Bar, but they've gone in a slightly different direction. But let's talk about that later.
Yeah, sure.
Kid Rock in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
So I'm gonna go around the room, and I'm gonna get everybody's opinion. Royalty, let's go to you first. Kid Rock in the WWE Hall of Fame. Your opinions? Obviously, celebrity wing doesn't really matter.
He's probably contributed more than a lot of celebrities I've got.
1,000%. I have to agree with that.
I don't really agree with his like political views.
No, no.
What's his political views?
I don't know. We should talk about that one there. Yeah, that's enough. But I'm glad Royalty brought that up. Yeah, because he's very controversial. That's the reason why I brought up.
Is he a redneck kind of Trump guy?
Elijah. Wow. Kid Rock did the theme song for one of the Undertaker themes.
Yeah. For the American Bad Bottom.
He did a theme song for Stacey Keibler, and I think he did that. Remember that promo package, My Sacrifice? Yeah.
I mean, that's the best one ever.
That is
the best one. That's Creed.
Creed was him?
Sacrifice.
That was the Kid Rock? Kid Rock definitely did a promo package.
Yeah. That was Sacrifice is the best one.
Creed is the best one then.
They're one of those singers that sing like this. Sacrifice.
But Kid Rock did a really good one as well.
Yeah, well, I liked American Bad Bottom, as I say.
Yeah,
I think Insane Clown Posse should go in before Kid Rock.
No,
I'm a juggalo. So what
come on, if it's music, it's Jim Johnston and no one.
Really. 100%. How can he? 1,000%.
I can only think he pissed off Vince as he left or something. Yeah,
don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We've seen a lot of people piss off. Vince.
And they've done worse than Jim Johnston. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, totally, Elijah. Like, that's a great shout, and I hope we do see that one day.
But he did say he's the only person to have performed at WrestleMania Raw and Tribute of the Troops. And he's been working with him for like 20 years, so...
Are you referring to Jim Johnson or Kid Rock?
No, Kid Rock.
Okay, I was like, what?
I think the whole celebrity wing is
It's buttocks. Yeah. But Royalty hit the nail on the head. He has done more than Drew Carey, who was on the Royal Rumble spot for 2 seconds. So
that was funny, though.
That was funny, yeah.
Other news. Undertaker may be on Raw next week.
Sure.
Ronda Rousey not at Raw, so they handed out free Snickers bars at the venue. Well, that's the same, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
I'm here for Ronda Rousey. You can't see her, but here's a Snickers bar. But I can't eat nuts, so I have a heart attack. Well, screw you.
It's funny because Ronda Rousey cut the promo that she didn't want to have special treat. I mean, we don't know the reason why she didn't show up on Raw. I don't want to cause controversy here, but it's seeming like she might have one of those special treatment contracts at Lesnar where she doesn't have to show up every week, even though she said she doesn't want any special treatment.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, they need to. They can't have her on TV every week. I don't think anyone should be on TV.
I don't want her on TV every
week. Yeah, I agree. I do agree.
It's dire.
But it's the fact that they cut the promo that she won't have special treatment and she might be getting some special treatment. So, it's just one of those.
What else? Vader is undergoing heart surgery at the moment. Good luck, Mr. Vader.
They need to put this guy in the Hall of Fame, man.
Well, apparently they got one more coming in this year, and in quote, it's a biggie.
It's not Vader.
I've heard it's Bam Bam or something like that.
That's not a biggie. That's not a biggie.
You know what would be big if they'd finally settled with Owen Hart's widow? And
that would be great.
They would have announced that first. They would have.
Yeah, that would have been a first ballot Hall of Fame. Elijah's right.
Do you think when they say Biggie, I'm assuming because they haven't got anybody deceased in yet, do they? Normally they have one deceased Hall of Famer.
So the rumor was Bam Bam Bigelow was supposed to go in it this year. That might have changed now.
Would that be a Biggie?
That's exactly it. So if it's a big announcement, that's not Bam Bam Bigelow.
Unless Lawrence Taylor's putting him in or something like that.
That's not
That's still not big, is it?
No, man. No, that won't be the case. He's not a biggie.
Wrong,
no, he deserves Hall of Fame, 100%. I think they replaced his position with Jeff Jarrett's. And then they're probably going to have somebody like, I don't know, Daniel Bryan or someone in. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Bryan deserves a first ballot Hall of Famer. So I don't know who it could be. It could be someone like RVD. He's not going to get a first ballot.
They'd say it's a biggie if it was RVD.
RVD. Wow. RVD's a biggie. That's a biggie.
Oh, no, you misheard me, sir. RVD is a biggie. I just don't think WWE would say, oh, our next person to go in is a biggie, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
He's a biggie to the fans more than WWE.
Elijah, who do you think could it be that they're going to announce his Hall of Fame?
Well, I didn't see Jeff Jarrett come in.
J-double-I-E.
So the last time he was mentioned on TV was like 2001.
When Vince said he would fire him, right? Yeah.
Well, it's 2001.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
I've lived a whole life.
Yeah, that's true. Kids have been born and done big things in their life at this time. You know?
Like, what's his name? Kasper Schmeichel's won the like Premier
League. Exactly. Yeah.
Born and won the Premier League. That's the last time Jeff Jarrett was on WWE.
That's a great fact.
I don't know.
Maybe a couple years off, but I like it. I'll go with that. But that's
or all right. Here's another one. Maybe the Usos were born and have won the tag titles in the dark since the last time
Jeff Jarrett was
on TV on WWE TV.
I mean, yeah, I'm twiddling my thumbs here. I don't know who it could be, but.
What do we got? Oh, the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal.
Sure. So does this mean we're going to get a Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal and an Andre Giant?
I'm assuming so, yes.
It would make sense to have the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal because of the documentary that's coming out on Andre the Giant this year. And it looks awesome. Have you seen the trailer for that? Yeah, it looks awesome. HBO and WWE, they need to work together now.
Yeah.
That looks like... Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Straight away.
I think Moolah's a bit of an interesting person for them to name it after because some weird stuff's come out about her recently, isn't it? How she was basically a pimp.
Yeah.
She was a glorified pimp.
I did not know this.
Yeah, some weird stuff.
Seriously? Yeah, I'm in the dark.
Not to spread rumour and speculation, but some weird stuff's come out of
it. She came out of a really rough time. Yeah, and it does make sense. No, it's the stereotype.
Just give her a fabulous Google.
Yeah.
The time skillet. No, you're gonna blame the
I'm going to blame the time, and I'm not going to be stereotypical to women who are in professions that were male dominated.
Yeah.
But at that time, she broke out in the 50s, right? Mm-hmm. You know, when you break out in the 50s in an industry where males rule, you've got a badass edge to you. Mm-hmm. And if she's a pimp, that probably does make sense. It's controversial to think like that, but hey.
But hey, good luck to him. June 9th, Punk's next UFC fight.
Sorry, to go back on that point.
Yeah.
She should be the second pimp to be inducted in the Hall of Fame.
No,
hey! Pimp and ain't easy. All right, anyway. And June 9th, CM Punk, but not in the WWE ring, his second match of UFC. Royalty, did you watch the first fight?
I did.
With Mickey
Gall.
Yes, it was Mickey. Not Mickey Flanagan. Mickey Gall.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your hopes for Punk going into this second match, or whoever it may be. Punk seems very confident.
I felt like they shortchanged him with the first fight anyway. Because I feel like it was a good way to make WWE look stupid and put him with an up-and-comer.
Mm-hmm.
Who's actually obviously pretty decent.
Yeah.
And... still make that brand, make their brand sort of superior in that sense.
Yes.
I don't know. It just depends who he gets, I guess.
Mm.
But it'd be cool if someone that's more on his caliber. Or I
don't really know what it is.
I don't know who the opponent is, so to be honest.
Just been scheduled to fight there. And it's in Chicago.
I think the opponent's been announced. But
Anderson Silva. They're going to put him with somebody and whack him up again. Elijah, did you enjoy the fight?
No,
it was bad, wasn't it?
I watched the entrance and then I turned it off.
I stayed up all for that. Punk had his entrance, the cult of personality.
It was horrible.
By Living Colour. And I was like, yes, Punk, well done. And that was that.
Obviously, we just want him to wrestle. It's like anything else. It's just like,
yeah.
It's like when you see The Rock doing movies. It's like, okay, now you just accept it because he can't wrestle.
Yeah.
But no one wanted to see Scorpion King or any of them films before. So, you know what I mean?
It was
No, but he's doing a good job now, The Rock.
Looking forward to Rampage?
No.
You used to love that computer game, though,
man. Yes. As a kid. But no, I'm not looking forward. I don't look forward to Rock films, but. The Jumanji was decent with Kevin Hart. Another film with Kevin Hart was quite good when they go
Central Intelligence.
That was actually very good. That was actually very good.
Yeah.
So he's doing a decent job, more than ever. I guess he's definitely the most successful. Well, he's obviously money wise the most successful wrestling actor ever. But in terms of a performance as well, he's doing a decent job. CM Punk for me, he's the last of the Mohicans when it comes to that big pop, isn't it?
Yeah. He's the last like, pop, isn't he?
He's the last.
Who else can come
like,
back?
No one's going to come back and raise the roof like a punk pop.
Yeah, you're right.
In modern day wrestling. Daniel Bryan maybe being announced as a full-time wrestler.
Yeah.
People will go mad for that.
Is Lashley going to get a pop?
No.
He's
going to get a polite pop, isn't he?
He's going to get a Shelton Benjamin pop.
He's going to get, oh, I think
oh,
I remember.
That's nice. Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah, I think I remember him. Yeah. It's going to be that kind of pop.
Yeah.
And Vince is going to go crazy for him and trying to make him like a new Lesnar.
Do you think?
Maybe not. I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Like what they did at EC3 is like probably where he's going to be.
So is the Lashley thing happening?
Yeah, he signed. He signed. He's going to come back on the Raw after WrestleMania.
That's the
EC3 is in NXT.
Yeah.
But I've got high hopes for EC3. I think they will handle EC3 well in WWE, I believe.
Yeah. I just one thing I don't like is I don't want to see like wrestlers sitting in crowds smiling at cameras before they debut. I just think like that's...
You want them to run in and hit somebody in the stomach with a
chair. I hear what you're saying.
I want the moment of being presented. Like the biggest pops are when you see a new wrestler.
Very
true. First time.
Very
true. The first time you've seen EC3 or Ricochet is when they're calling out his real name and he's sitting in the crowd in a turtleneck.
Yeah.
You're not going to be like excited about...
Like, you know what it was? Because it worked when they debuted Bobby Roode. Because I was there live, and when he was sitting in the crowd, and because there was rumors that he signed, but no one really knew. So that worked. But ever since then, you're right, Elijah. It's like a formulaic thing where he's like, yeah. Oh look, they're in the crowd. Look, we got War Machine.
Yeah,
oh look,
yeah,
the
McIntyre one was cool as well.
Yeah, that was cool. But then they have these like plant actors who are just looking at them like, oh, that's true. Look. Like, just stop that. It's corny. Anything else, Flu?
Yes, WrestleMania has been cancelled. They're going to replace it with an event called Titty Balls.
Right.
And the main event is going to be Weinstein versus Hitler.
Right.
And they're trying to present Hitler as the babyface, and it's just not working.
No, it's not working, no. So I'm assuming with Weinstein, they're making him not show up to dates.
So when
Hitler comes out, he'd be like, ah, yeah.
He's going to come out in his robe. It's just not working. What else in the news? Oh, yeah, interesting news. It turns out Mr. Perfect never existed.
Okay.
He was a figment of our imagination.
Right.
That was shocking.
Yep.
In other news, John Cena has exploded.
Okay.
Which surprised a lot of people.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And finally, the Money in the Bank match, they're not going to bother hanging a briefcase anymore above the ring. They're going to hang an actual bank.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's all.
Should we talk about Fastlane? So Fastlane was where? Columbus, Ohio?
I don't care.
Okay.
It was on the television.
Yes, it was. Did any of you catch the kickoff?
Yes.
Did you? I know you did because you messaged me and you said you saw the Trini flag.
Yeah.
Trini's always show up at wrestling events since 2012 all of a sudden. Did you watch the interview with Booker T and Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah,
that was brilliant. Booker, did you not see this?
I heard your account on Gorilla Position.
Booker T made Ziggler cut the best promo he's ever cut in the last 5 years.
He really did.
It was insane. Yeah, it was insane. I didn't know where it came from.
Did he just not talk?
Nah. Booker T offended him basically. Yeah, he offended him.
And he made Ziggler
be passionate for once. So how it started was they were asking Ziggler questions about the main event. You know, Ziggler's doing a generic promo. Booker T said, do you think it was a wise decision that you dropped the US title? And
I think that impression is a bit racist.
Well, it's Booker T. And then Ziggler was like, no, I don't regret dropping the US title because I'm the best. I prove it time in, week out. I don't care what these people think. I'm going to go on and do things at the main event. And then Booker T is like, you don't care about dropping a title? I think your best days are behind you. And then Ziggler was like, wow, like, oh, how dare you say that to me, Book? You know what it's like to be here. You know what it's like in WCW, making it, striving every day to be the best. I'm the best. I don't care. I don't give a damn what these people think. I come in, week out. I bust my ass. Do I have to prove myself to you? And the Booker T was like, could see he was pissed. The Booker T was like, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. It was fine. And then Ziggler apologized.
I was going through YouTube the other day and I saw an interview with Sunny and she shagged Dolph Ziggler, isn't she?
That's a rumour. Yeah, but apparently...
She showed a picture of Dolph Ziggler asleep in her bed to prove it.
Oh, right. Okay, well, there you go.
Everyone on Twitter went, no way would he shag you. And she went, you want a bet? And she showed a picture. Apparently his cock leans to the left.
Mm.
Now you know, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Zigzag.
Zigzag. The zigzag. The zigzag. He's here to show the world. He's here to show the world. Kickoff's first match wasn't really anything of noteworthy, but...
Oh, kickoff.
Yeah, kickoff, yeah. So it was Breeze Dango, Ty Dillinger versus American Alpha Part 2. Yeah. Benjamin, American Beater, Benjamin and Gable, and Mojo Rawley.
Highly anticipated.
Yeah. Actually, let me go see you then, now you said that. Those six competitors, anyone in that ring you care about and you like to see them do more with?
I like Breeze Dango stuff.
I like Breeze Dango.
Mm.
I've been really enjoying their stuff the last year. So I guess I care about them.
I guess that's your answer then.
Yeah. I love Benjamin.
Yeah, we all have respect for Shelton, but...
I need a strength for my man on the one that's not Shelton Benjamin.
Chad Gable, yeah.
But just, it's a moment in a match that no one else is doing right now.
Yeah.
But apart from that...
Yeah. Ty Dillinger and Breeze Dango picked up the win. I guess that's good news for Ty Dillinger, I guess.
I thought it was Tony Hill. Apparently he's been practicing, he's been... being here on some of the house shows.
Yes, that's, yeah. I've heard that as well, but I don't know what's happening. I mean, he got a good reception.
You know what he strikes me as, and certainly I'm not counting him out or anything like that. I think he could be, because he's meant to be very good in the ring and very safe, I think he'd be a good producer. You know, he could do the Malenko thing, go backstage and work with him that way.
Well, he's going to write off his whole career. This man's like 25 or something.
And also, I think he wears ill-fitting tights. He's got they look like he's wearing pants rather than wrestling tights.
So, okay, you've had enough of this guy now.
I was never a massive...
I know. Yeah.
Good luck to him, I'm just saying.
And the first match of the actual pay-per-view itself was Rusev Day versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Love this match.
Elijah, coming to you.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy this match?
No.
Really?
What?
No.
Wow.
No way.
Okay.
I just think...
controversial.
We're using two superstars to open a show, which one's supposed to be in the main event next month.
Good point. Very good point.
One is not going to be anywhere on the card.
And he's got the big... he's getting the biggest pops week in, week out.
Pops is... people are interested. Like, I care. He has Aiden English on the side. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
And you know that there's no long-term benefit for him doing this.
Basically, sure.
It's like, it's weird. I watch a match, it's like, okay. But then you think, after this, what's he going to do for the next 4 weeks?
I think he's going to win the Andre the Giant.
I think so too. Yeah, I think Rusev's going to win that.
Get a title shot, happens.
You don't, do you?
No.
You don't get a title shot if you win do you? You just get a trophy.
Yeah, really.
And you get a trophy and you stay in the same position for another year.
Yeah.
If that was Mojo Rawley last year.
That's true.
He's not any further forward than he was last year.
Okay.
For me though, this match, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
It had a real old school vibe to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, early stages, shades of Owen Hart from Nakamura. Did the, you haven't seen it in years, the punch in the stomach, leg.
Oh, the flips and stuff like that. Yeah,
did
the
Owen Hart spinny thing out of the wrist lock and stuff like that, which I liked.
Well, it's very much a Japanese thing, though. You know that, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. And it had a really nice old school vibe. Yeah, of course you want more for Rusev. But I think it really worked.
I enjoyed it. I think it was a nice opener.
And you know what? Probably Nakamura's best match for me on the main roster.
On the main roster. I agree with that. Totally, 100%.
What does that say about...
because
Nakamura is...
well, let's... yeah. No, actually, I disagree with that. Because didn't he not have a... sick match with...
I think he won the Rumble last January, right?
That was a good that was a good showing. But as a match, as a one-on-one match...
yeah.
That probably is his best match in the main roster. Yeah, it probably is.
That's scary.
And his best match in WWE is the one with Sami Zayn, his debut match with Sami Zayn. That's incredible.
That's the problem, though, because he peaked too early with that.
I mean, that was unreal. A classic on his debut.
Boys are suffering from the same thing. When your first match is your masterpiece, you got nowhere to go but down.
Royalty, your opinion?
I enjoyed it. It felt like a good old grapple.
Yeah.
It just felt like a standard match. Yeah, I would have, like I was saying, I would have enjoyed Nakamura having more of a sort of pivotal moment and interlinking with the story, because there's only like a month.
Sure.
And it just felt a little bit like, well, the actual match just was announced the week before, right?
Yes.
So it's just like,
it was. It literally was. Yeah.
It just says to me like, okay, they haven't prepared anything and they just threw it on the barbecue.
So right.
Last minute. And that's the vibe. I couldn't get behind it in that sense fully, just because it felt like it was
Yeah, picked out of a hat. Like, that should be a SmackDown main event.
I see your point.
I see your point. I'm sorry. Flu, say something.
I see your point as well. Yes. No, I enjoyed it. So
it's Rusev Day today as well.
It is Rusev Day.
It absolutely is.
I'm trying to think of the second match.
I also like... Oh, the second match was the match that everybody wants to see. Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah!
In a 20-minute match. My eyes bled. Shit my sleeve. I shot myself in the face. And thank God Randy Orton won, because that kid needs a push.
Young whippersnapper.
Thank God that kid's got... He's getting the rub.
Oh, my Lord. So he's now a Grand Slam. He's joined... What? Is he 11th member of the Grand Slam? I don't know. I don't know.
Him and Cena are like a different level of Grand Slam because they've had more titles in the kind of WWE era than like what Stone Cold.
They're Messi and Ronaldo.
All of them guys.
Cena and Orton are Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Of WWE. They win everything. Why do they love so much?
I've never been Orton fan, really.
Well, that's the point. On one level, I think he's a very good heel because I genuinely don't like him. Mm-hmm. And normally, if there's a good heel, I like them.
Yeah.
But the good thing about Randy Orton is I genuinely don't like him, which is good for him. Kudos and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's, yeah, and obviously he's very smooth in the ring. But Jesus Christ. And now with his new 16-year-old haircut, with his 16-year-old hoodie he wears to the ring. And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked Crazy Orton when he... You know, when he's bald and tanned, and he looked at, you know, the Triple H stuff when he attacked the family.
Yeah, and
that was probably his best stuff.
Okay.
But Jesus, yeah, this is oh, and what was Bobby Roode going for there? He was going for a headbutt off the second, and he got hit with the RKO.
Okay,
obviously out of nowhere. You're in a wrestling room with Randy Orton. They should start expecting the RKO.
Bobby Roode, Elijah.
Yep.
Do you think he's doing well?
So this is, I was at WrestleMania last year, and then he beat Nakamura, and then Nakamura started the next, or 2 days later on SmackDown.
On SmackDown, yeah.
And then he danced around for a bit. We haven't got seen anything yet. Bobby Roode came a few months later, and it's just been, has there been a good match yet?
By Bobby Roode on the main roster? Not really. I don't think his
matches with Nakamura were quite, and that's not me knocking.
Let's be honest. They weren't great matches.
No,
they weren't.
A solid hand. I've got no problem.
Like, yeah, he's a good ring technician.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Triple H. He's always reminded me of Triple H back in TNA and stuff. Always reminded me of Triple H. So I knew Triple H would love him, but it's just like.
And for someone who's glorious, I think Gangrel did the Impact DDT better than him.
100%.
That's why. Yeah, that's right. But And seriously, who wants to see Jinder Mahal versus Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode at WrestleMania?
So, royalty, that's where we're going for WrestleMania. Because obviously, after Randy Orton defeated Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal came out, attacked Randy Orton, and then Bobby Roode hit him with the DDT,
and then hit.
See, now what could work in Roode's favour is if they turn him heel, because Roode was an excellent heel in NXT.
Yeah.
So if they can do that on the main roster, that'll probably be great. But yes, this match is not really, it's probably the most dull match of the pay-per-view so far.
I actually enjoyed the ending, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't expect Orton to win.
No one, I don't think anybody did.
And it just kind of said to me, I was like, well, what was the title reign for?
Exactly. What was the tournament for? Exactly.
Yeah. So really, he didn't beat a champion to win the title.
Exactly.
So Bobby Roode isn't any more convincing than he was before. Mm-hmm. If you don't beat a champion to win a title, you have to have big victories.
That's true.
That's a very big point.
That's very true.
Do you know what I mean?
Very true.
Do you remember how much that belt meant when Cena was doing the open? Mm-hmm. It's a shame that, you know what I mean?
Boy,
we just have to see what Orton does with it, I guess. Yeah. But which is quite interesting to have someone of that stature holding it again.
Yeah.
And what do you think? Jinder wins it at WrestleMania because they want to please the Indian audience, don't they?
I think that's the right decision. I think that's the right decision anyway.
Yeah. I think Jinder could do something good with it.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons. Yeah. They're going to go with that bullshit storyline.
That needs to be done.
He'll just change it to the Indian title, like how
exactly
Storm did with that
Canadian title. The Punjab title or something.
Yeah.
I think the third match, I believe, wasn't it Carmella and Natalia versus Naomi and Becky Lynch.
Carmella is the weakest
wrestler. Okay, now I'm gonna have to defend her.
So out of place.
I'm gonna defend her. I'm actually gonna defend her this weekend. I actually thought she had a good showing this weekend.
You're mad.
And no, I disagree. I think personality wise, she was very good, and I felt she was very vicious, and they're trying to make her strong now because obviously she's gonna cash in soon. Don't know when, but it's gonna be in the next few months. And I think they're trying to change the tide with Carmella because they've done nothing with her since she won the whole thing. So they've kind of fucked that up.
She's got to cash in and lose.
I think she'll cash in against
me of an old diva wrestler. You know, you kind of watch it and there's sloppy moves.
Yeah, absolutely. She's like Lita. Yes, I agree. She's like Lita. Yeah, she's like Lita because he loves Lita. Yeah, she's like Lita, and I agree. Yes, she is somebody. she's somebody that would have obviously would have been in that era of poor wrestlers.
Yeah.
She's not a great worker, of course.
And
but
she's always out of position.
But you know what, though? If she does cash it in, I think it should be against Nia Jax. Controversial?
I think that'd be cool.
Because she can't beat the streak. She can't beat Asuka's streak.
Only if Nia doesn't pin Alexa and then Carmella pin Nia Jax. That would just be stupid.
That would be stupid. It has to be a different...
It has to be kind of interference.
Like an absolution running, maybe...
No. Even if she entered herself into the match and pinned Bliss.
Oh, I see.
I think she's entered herself in the match and then Jax takes both of them, putting Jax over big time at WrestleMania.
You think that's what he's about?
Because we're assuming that the Money in the Bank winner should win the title.
In this case, it's like... There's been two people that cash in and never won the title, right?
Yes, Corbin and Cena.
No.
Oh.
Corbin and Sandow.
And Cena.
Oh, so Cena cashed in and flopped. When did that happen?
He gave him a week's heads up.
And he lost a match.
Yeah, on the Raw's 1,000th episode.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Pole driver.
So that means that's three people then, yeah. But I meant it's like, you know, don't prompt you come in and cash in.
Yeah, three failed, yes.
Okay.
That was just like 20-something.
So I think it's good. I think they should have more failures, to be honest, yeah.
Yeah, it's more realistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
The next match... So we don't really care about this tag match, are we? No.
I like Carmella. I think she. I mean, her wrestling.
Yeah.
Is not, you know, to the highest standard.
You're saying she's attractive.
I think she's got some attitude to her. She tries.
Absolutely.
A lot more than I think she's a bit more naturally gifted to show a bit more personality than say like Natalia.
Yeah.
Or someone. And there was the mixed match challenge the stuff that she did with the New Day.
I find that they could be themselves more when it comes to those kind of matches because a lot of people are doing a lot of good stuff and you're wondering, you know, why they are where they are because they are actually quite naturally talented, but it's just what they can and can't do.
Yeah.
It's like when they had Talking Smack and people were allowed to cut their own promos and then they just, terrible, man.
And bring it to the table.
Can't believe they took that out. Network's crazy.
But it's okay because we've got that feckin' show when they travel together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we've got story time.
Yeah.
I hate wrestling.
The next match was New Day versus the Usos. It's funny, I looked on the timeline on my Twitter while this was going on and everybody that was watching Fastlane was so excited for this match.
Yeah.
I think everybody assumed this was going to be the show stealer. Obviously, as the match was going on, you could see them quickly going through each other's moves. You could see something was going to happen because it was like, oh wow, they're just going straight for it straight away. It's like, what's going to happen? And obviously the Bludgeon Brothers interfered. But I like this. Elijah, what did you think of this?
Enjoy the match. Always enjoy their work.
Yes.
The Hell in a Cell last year was one of the best matches of the year.
Definitely.
1,000%. Contender for match of the year.
Yeah.
The finish kind of puts it in the same position as the US title. Puts it in the same position as the Intercontinental title. There's like a non-committal part from WWE. There's not saying, these are the guys. These are the biggest challenges. They're just saying... All right, we've got three teams, so just all challenge for it and get as many people on the show as possible. But I think sometimes, like with these things, I know maybe I'm not even judging the wrestling match, but we're gonna have so many names on there. It's gonna be like
I agree
to even watch.
Yeah,
you know all what I mean?
Triple threat matches like Triple Mania, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
And they're not gonna be able to add that much to the match to make that better.
Like, you might as well just do Usos New Day again.
True. Yeah. You know, I
like the Bludgeons.
I do. I enjoy the Bludgeons.
You know, there's characters you like, and then there's people you're, you know, and that sounds weird, but emotionally invested. I was emotionally invested in Shawn Michaels and Punk.
Yeah.
For some reason, I'm emotionally invested in Luke Harper.
Okay.
I want him to do well.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think this match was great.
I think the beatdown was amazing. I felt they were like, it was like a 9-minute beatdown.
I do love the fact they come in with a hammer, hit somebody with a hammer once, and then drop the hammer.
But what I loved is, what I loved was how seriously they took it. Like they took their time with the recovery period. Like they were going to commercial break. They were still in the ring. Yeah, they were still recovering. The crowd was silent. The commentators was like, oh my, like taking it. It was good to see that they finally gave something like that some time. No, not at all. And then when they were escorting out of the ring, the crowd was like clapping and it was amazing. It was a good spot. And I think that has potential. Obviously, we've got Nakamura, AJ and whatnot. And we got Charlotte, Asuka, but I think that match also is a potential show stealer as well.
I was just about to say that.
I think they might have to put a ladder in there. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they don't have to.
Put a ladder in there. Why not put American Beater in there as well?
Just shoot, Shelton. Yeah, Shelton. Like the king of ladder matches, you know? So.
But I can be, you know? That's one of the matches I'm really looking forward to because I've got a lot of time.
Yeah, me too. All right, and Royalty, you enjoyed it, yeah?
Yeah, I just wished it could have been a little bit longer.
Yes, I agree. I felt like it was a bit too rushed.
Yeah, I think the entrance was really cool, man, like how they came in. And when just before they left as well, when they sort of hesitated and then went back.
Yeah.
Attack, I think it was Xavier, I guess.
Xavier Woods, and they powerbombed him on the steps, yeah. And I love how they use each other's bodies, because this time, usually it's always Eric Rowan is getting used, but time Eric Rowan body slammed Luke Harper.
Harper gave him a slap
in the face. Yeah, I love it. I love those guys, man.
Why not drop Randy Orton and Bobby Roode to 15 minutes?
Exactly.
And then put more time into this.
I agree. It just didn't make any sense.
Unless literally the reason they did each other's moves were the New Day and the Usos were like, are you kidding me? We're out. We're completely out of ideas. You know what I mean? Because they have taken each other on non-stop.
True. That's a good point. Yeah.
But you still weren't bored by it, though.
No,
that's the thing. That might have been the fifth, sixth, seventh match I've seen for them in 6 months.
And you're still excited, right?
Yeah, still good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
The Biggie's promo the other day.
Amazing. I love the Usos promo too, though, with the WrestleMania's, like, what was it? Nine Manias, they're counting it down. WrestleMania 29. Yeah, it was sick. Amazing. I think after that, I believe, it wasn't a women's match, was it?
Flair and...
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. So it was quite a short pay-per-view.
Actually, you know what? I think.
Am I missing a match?
No, the end of the Bludgeon Brothers stuff. I think James might have mentioned this on GP, but did you see the guy in the red T-shirt when they were about to powerbomb? You're not gonna do it.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do it. Oh, you did it.
Yeah. James did mention that. Yeah. That's funny. I didn't even pick that up when I saw that. Like,
watch it back.
Yeah.
You're not gonna do it. Oh, you did it. All right.
I guess it's Charlotte Ruby Riott, right? Next. Yeah. All right, Royalty, coming to you.
I've been really impressed by Ruby Riott, man. I think I think she's my favourite female wrestler on SmackDown.
She's definitely original.
Yeah.
It's like she does stuff I've never seen before.
Yeah. It's really promising.
Like, and that's weird. Like, come on, all of us have grown up watching wrestling. Yeah. And to see someone do moves that you've never seen before, that's really hard to do. Like, she did like a backwards senton splash.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell was that, bro?
I think it's a shame that this match didn't have a little bit more gravitas because it is perfect. The whole kind of prom queen versus the girl he was kind of bullied, the grunge chick in school. I think it had a really nice dichotomy.
Yeah. I kind of feel...
Did Ruby Riott lose it in the middle and just hit her finish? Did you see that?
No.
Halfway through the match, she just hits her finish. And you could tell everyone, Charlotte even was like, and then Charlotte mentioned it in SmackDown afterwards. She was like, yeah, it was a really hard match, especially when she hit me with her finish.
Right.
So I don't know if Ruby Riott just panicked.
And she improvised and did
Charlotte
that.
Just kicked out. And it was kind of like, oh, you know what I mean? But I just wondered what happened there.
I didn't even notice that. So, I felt it was a good match between the two. Ruby Riott, I think when they called her up initially, I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But now I do. I think it was the right move. But because she's a seasoned veteran in an independent scene, so I think Triple H knew what he was doing with that. Okay. And it was to help Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan get some...
Even if they weren't connected with her, I'd still...
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think the Riott Squad might be a bit of a mistake, but...
Still time to go.
Yeah. Elijah, what did you think?
Another good match.
Yeah.
Charlotte, she always performs. I don't think I've really seen her in bad matches.
Yeah, it's true.
Some of the people that she wrestles against, she still makes good matches out of most people. And then if you actually put her in a good match with or a match with another good wrestler, you're like, oh my God, she's even better than you think.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know what I like about her is she's obviously learned from Daddy, but she sells really well. Sometimes you're like, is she actually injured or is she actually crying and stuff like that? She's got her father's emotions, isn't she? So I'll say that for her.
Let's talk about the pop of the night, in my opinion. Asuka showing up.
Yeah.
Challenging Charlotte Flair for WrestleMania. I think it's the right decision.
100%.
Elijah?
Definitely. You're going to get the, like, the best match.
Yeah.
Like the best, I don't know. Like,
the best female match there could be is those two, isn't it? No. Or would you say the best match?
I mean, the best wrestling match.
Well.
Do you know the
on
best?
On the card.
The best female match really is Ember Moon Asuka.
Disagree?
Ooh. No. But it's going to be a great match.
Yeah. Oh,
what do you consider to be the best match on the card? That's enough. Like best wrestling.
That's announced now.
Yeah.
AJ Nakamura. Yeah, AJ. What do you think?
Huh? I think what I said.
Well, ask Charlotte.
Yeah. It's a shout. It's a shout.
It's a shout. No, it's definitely
it's
a shout.
Different, but like,
it's definitely a shout. It's definitely a shout.
Depends how much time they give them. Yeah, I'm not going to do anything in 8 minutes.
Both of them individually, I can't think of bad matches either.
No, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I have a feeling they really are. I think because Triple H is so invested in NXT and whatnot, and Nakamura is the NXT guy, I think they really are going to give AJ and Nakamura some time. And they're gonna put on a classic, I feel.
Yeah, but then Asuka is as well.
True. No, their absolutely, goal absolutely. Asuka is their goal.
Win though, right? Asuka's gotta win.
Yeah. No, she's definitely gonna win.
Yeah.
Like Ace. I spoke to Ace yesterday, and he assumed that Asuka had the streak in Japan, and she brought it over to NXT. And I said, that's not the case, bro. Yeah. No, like that streak is a Triple H thing. So, and now is this smart? And now she's going to obviously when she wins the title, she's gonna go on SmackDown. That's new wrestlers for her to defeat.
And she can dodge Rousey.
Absolutely. Dodge Rousey, WrestleMania next year.
Yeah.
Asuka Rousey. It's a smart move. Business, man. This is going to keep her winning and it's going to keep Ronda Rousey strong for the rest of the year.
But stop her talking.
Yeah.
I beat you. Ah!
Oh, it's about Asuka, you mean? Stop talking. Yeah. Oh, right. I thought you meant Rousey because you could have a shout for Rousey too.
Oh,
Lord.
Shoot me in the dick.
let's talk about the main event, the 6-pack challenge. Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Dolph Ziggler, AJ Styles, John Cena, DJ Royalty. Your opinions on this match?
I really enjoyed it, man. It saved the pay-per-view.
1,000, bro. I'm so glad you said that. I didn't have really high hopes for this match. I don't know why. I didn't think it would be a shit match by any means. I didn't think it would be poor, but I just thought, but it was amazing.
Yeah, once you get past like 2 a.m. for the UK fans, like it's a pretty crazy couple of hours.
Absolutely. Like, you start dragging a bit, you know what I mean?
So it made me obviously stay awake. I think because of the caliber of the NXT matches and caliber of a lot of the matches that we've had, like main events in the last few years, I think we're pretty spoiled. And that match would have probably stuck out a lot more, maybe like 5 years ago or something. Like
1,000, yeah, very true, very true.
Like, all these like transitions between moves and stuff is so seamless now.
Exactly.
Like, but it's really cool to watch.
Don't you think the crowd were a little bit flat at this point, though? I think they're a bit knackered.
They picked up towards the end. Yes, I agree. At the start, they were a bit flat. But I feel like there's so many different, like Shane McMahon being there. I was like, what's he doing there? And then obviously they had that storyline with Sami Zayn and Owens intertwining. They made Corbin look really strong. Yeah. When Corbin did the deep six on AJ Styles. AJ Styles, man, he's just insane.
I like Corbin.
Insane.
Corbin's got good music, good moveset. He's the only wrestler clever enough to have a zip at the front of his trousers. I should like him more than I do.
Thing is, do you know what's funny? When Corbin was in NXT, they booked him really well. Like he actually was like a rebel, and it was actually working. I actually genuinely liked Corbin, but when he moved to the main roster, I felt he lost something. And then I remember he was popping off on Twitter a lot. He said some things on Twitter that he shouldn't have said, and they punished him. And I don't think he's recovered from that. But yeah, he had a good showing in the weekend though.
Dolph had a little bit of a pop when he came in, but
yeah. But they don't. There's enough. Like, all right, I'm gonna ask Elijah. Elijah, yeah. Were you ever a fan of Dolph Ziggler? And do you are you upset with how WWE treats him, or do you think yeah?
Yeah, I'm just not bothered.
Yeah, you know. Like, yeah.
The thing is, if you didn't,
and
he
was
if he didn't come back at the Royal Rumble, then I wouldn't have been like, "Where's Dolph Ziggler?" Hmm? This wasn't the right time for him to come back in. I think he came back in too early.
100%.
Why not just leave it to after Mania?
They put a lot of money in front of him, apparently, and he just said, oh, well, stick around.
No, but what I don't understand is, no, Elijah's right as well. It's like, why do that storyline? Like, that storyline doesn't make any sense now. It's like, him dropping the title. Yeah, I thought that would have been a great move, him dropping the title, go away for a while, and when he comes back, they'll do something with him special. Yeah, yeah. They don't care. They just want him to be a worker. It feels to me they don't want him to go anywhere else more than anything.
Yeah.
More than just him being a good worker.
Because he'd do amazing in Japan.
Well, I think they know that. So I think they were like, well, we don't want... It's like Neville. They know how sick Neville is. Neville's pissed. Neville stormed out. And they're trying... They're having talks to Neville every day trying to get him back because they don't want him to be anywhere else.
The other thing about Ziggler as well is he can never wrestle for any belt other than the championship now because apparently he doesn't care.
Yeah.
If he won the US title and dropped it, he can't ever have...
He can't go back to that. Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's the point? Very bizarre.
It's a weird thing to do.
He was leaving, wasn't he?
Now, he definitely was leaving, yeah.
And they put a lot of money for him, but it's not quite the same.
I interviewed Ziggler last year in the SummerSlam weekend, and if the questions I was asking him, you can just see, like, he appreciated some of my questions because I was kind of being a bit nice towards his career and about his matches. But then I would ask him, like, oh, are you happy with... And you could see he was just like...
I think people give him too much credit. I think he's had the opportunities that he has had.
Mm.
His attire, his moveset has all been copy and pasted from Legends. And in that time,
Billy Gunn, Shawn Michaels,
have utilized that time that he did have with something really original.
Yeah, and he hasn't
be himself.
Yeah,
like I've never been. I think he's just reaping what he sowed with, like.
You know, that's a very good shout. That's a very good shout.
I give him a lot of credit.
I do feel he... And if you do want to try and change up your status, and you need to be bold and do something different. You know.
Would you have sex with Sonny? Now?
Now, no. Hell no.
Because that's the... I'm assuming when he did it, he was doing it kind of because you're remembering old Sonny.
Yes.
And we all remember old Sonny, sweet, titty, bold.
Yeah. This is random how this has just come up, but okay. But this is fine.
Would you sleep with Sonny now? Think, and then you could show, I've slept with her, and you'd show like a different picture. Your opinion, Skillet.
No,
tell us in like a 98 picture.
There. Yeah, yeah, it's the one that she had in the Playboy one. That's the one. The one when she had. Remember the Sonny picture in the snooker cube when she's blowing the cube.
Yeah.
She was bad, man. That was the days when Shawn Michaels was sleeping with her while she was married to Chris Candido. That's your hero.
Yeah.
You know, I could go on and go on anyway.
Well,
you
listen to that Something to Wrestle With.
Then yeah, I said it to Elijah
they
and Royalty.
Sonny in Chris Candido's house. That poor guy, Chris Candido.
But he's a mug though. No, no disrespect. He knew what was going on.
Yeah, he just.
Anyway, we are really going on a mad tangent here.
People love a tangent.
Kevin Owens, cool. So I'm assuming Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Shane McMahon. What is this?
A triple threat match.
Exactly.
What is going on? I don't get this. Oh, is it going to be Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon, guest referee?
Oh, Jesus.
What's happening?
It's WrestleMania 2000 again. It's overbooked.
It really is. They need to be strict and start cutting people out.
Yeah.
They need to, man.
And the storyline's been going so long. Like, I don't even watch SmackDown, but when I checked in August, was it August? No, so it must have been September when they did Hell in a Cell, right?
Yeah.
October. We pulled Sami Zayn thing, heel turn, continues all the way till now, and we still don't really know what. Are we going to get a match? Are we going to get what?
Shane doesn't need to be at WrestleMania this year. It's not unnecessary.
I agree.
He
doesn't need a match. What is he involved for? Absolutely. What you want a match for?
You could put Shane in a main event of, say, a Fastlane, and he would be quite a good main event, but he doesn't need to be at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Vince is mad.
Shane is mad
too. So AJ Styles picked up the win.
Spot fest, wasn't it? Shane, Sammy, Kevin Owens. That's the spot fest match.
So hold on, that would be Sami Zayn's first match.
No. Sami Zayn was in a ladder match.
Oh, the ladder match, yes.
What was his opponent last year? Andre Royal. He was in the ladder match the year before.
So he hasn't had a singles match.
No.
Again, so he's in the Ziggler position.
Yeah.
Or he'll find himself in a Ziggler position if every year he gets to this point and you're in a triple threat, you're in a ladder match, you're in a this match or a tag team.
It's true.
And it's like, he's good enough to, he should be good enough to be interest me in a one-on-one singles match, not even for a title, just for a good storyline, which he's got with Kevin Owens.
I think he looks a little bit too normal for Mr. McMahon, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a beer belly on him. Yeah. He's a normal-looking human being, so Vince isn't really interested. I think
he's creative enough to push boundaries, though, by himself.
1,000. Of course he is. Sami Zayn is an outstanding talent.
Wait for the day when he gets the Lucha Libre mask out. You know it's going to happen. Yeah.
Wait, El Generico, you think he's going to bring it back?
Cannot wait for that.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's how you get over. I think you do a kind of, you know.
Yeah, we've run out of ideas. Let's do what you used to do back in the day.
Do a Blue Blazer thing.
Yeah,
Where he denies being him and stuff out. I think that'd be Vader.
Yeah. That's what he used to do in Ring of Honor. Yeah. That was the gimmick. He used to deny that he was El Generico.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like Mr. America.
Exactly. Okay. So AJ Styles picked up the win, didn't
it? I enjoyed the scene a bit.
When they all attacked Cena. Cena did some Superman stuff at the beginning of the match, AA and everybody, apart from AJ. Put AJ through announce table.
I didn't hear him spot calling that much.
No.
Which is good, because I thought he was going to be out there kind of going, watch me, guys. Dolph, do this. Boot, drop down, drop kick, did it.
Yeah.
Tackle, but he didn't do anything.
No, he didn't do anything. Yeah. So, all right, so AJ Styles wins to confirm AJ Nakamura. Everybody was happy about that.
Yeah,
so, it for me, the pay-per-view kind of started a nice road to what Mania's looking at. I'm going to go around the room. Flu, I'm going to start with you. Out of 5, Fastlane, what would you give it?
Jesus. Just for the opener and the close. So it's a 3-match card. 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd say 3 as well.
It's a good number.
Yeah, I'm agree with 3 as well.
3 matches.
Like, what would have made it 4 with the card there? Like, what that kind of result? Or
maybe if the Usos and New Day was longer, that could have made it 4.
Yeah, it drooped a bit in the middle. So the Uso match was good. I enjoyed the opener and I enjoyed the close. Everything else was a little bit meh.
Yeah, they needed to throw a stipulation in there, and like Nakamura Rusev match could have been something else with a stipulation.
Yeah.
What stipulation would that have been?
Like a street fight, ladder match, anything.
Saki versus vodka. No, the thing is with that, the stipulation could have worked if they actually gave that match some time to build before they was like, hey, next week you two are wrestling each other. You know what I mean? It's a bit like, all right, Monday Night Raw. It's opened up with Kurt Angle coming to the ring, talking about his match with Ronda Rousey. Obviously, Ronda Rousey was a no-show, and he handed out Snickers bars, like you mentioned. And then he mentioned that Brock Lesnar was also a no-show, which prompted Roman Reigns to come out, cut a decent promo. Here's the thing with Reigns' promos now. I felt the promo, while he was doing it, it does seem like he's trying to memorize lines. It's not totally convincing, but it's better than what he used to do.
I think it's his best mic work. Definitely.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying it's not, but what I'm trying to say is it's still not fully polished. You know how when Austin used to cut a promo, it was a seamless. Yeah. I'm going to come out there, and obviously, I don't even think Austin was reading off a script, you know?
About even a year ago.
I agree.
I swear, Cena did bring him up a little bit.
Maybe.
And his mic work's been so much better since.
Definitely. I felt Reigns ended the promos much better.
Yeah.
Like the way he ended stuff, like when he started saying, this is ridiculous, and because you're just a middleman, and when Kurt Angle was trying to cut him off, because, oh, don't cut me off. Yeah. That was cool.
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah, but before then, it was a bit like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Is this a bit, oh, okay.
I think this is his best mic work.
No, I agree.
Bizarrely, I'm actually half looking forward to this match because it's the one that feels a bit real. And their last match was kick-ass.
That's right.
The only problem with this whole thing is they're saying that Brock is Vince's boy when everybody knows Roman Reigns is Vince's boy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's the only problem. But I'm loving Reigns' promos.
Yeah.
I like the anger.
Yes.
I do like what they're, you know, even though it's saying wrestling is fake, basically they're saying Brock Lesnar doesn't care about this and stuff like that. I'm actually half interested.
Yeah, me too.
I'm actually hoping that next week Brock Lesnar's pissed off because last time they opened the match with Roman just
But we all know what happened. When someone, see, here's the thing now, this is why they're being careful. It's because, see, when Orton and Lesnar had their program, Orton said stuff that he wasn't supposed to say.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So with this now, I think they learned from that.
Continue.
Yeah, they're trying to be careful. And I think they're like, well, they must be giving Lesnar a heads up of what Reigns are saying. Mm. I loved when Reigns stormed out and they followed him in the back.
Interesting Shane was there.
Shane was there. It was gorilla position. Yeah, that's going to lead to something down the line. Yeah. And Vince, in my opinion, smashed this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He was so good in this program. He was amazing. Like, the way Vince made it look so real.
Yeah.
And then even when he was like, cut the commercial, let's go in the office. Yeah. And then when he's talking to Renee Young afterwards, Vince was clever to use the right tone and how to speak to Vince. That's really important, because you could have exaggerated and be like, who does he think he is? And make it like a cartoon. Yeah. But he was just like, well, yeah, we all know. He seemed a bit upset. We all know that.
Roman's cousin.
Yeah, use the
role and shut his mouth.
Amazing. And stuff like, oh yes, get special privileges, and but you know, like, in a calm voice, that's great. Important. It's great. He sold
it. Like, it wasn't wrestling.
Exactly. He sold that whole segment.
They need to keep him in the run.
But
they need to keep Vince in this build.
Vince can't save everything. He's the best of all
time. I agree.
There's only so much you can do if something isn't working. We did it earlier last year with Kevin Owens and things. It's like, we can't keep having Vince
I do agree.
Maybe for Mania you need to.
I do agree with you, Elijah. But I feel if they were to do a program of Reigns and Vince now, and it's very much, you know, in the shades of grey with realism and real life and stuff, I think it could work.
Yeah.
I think it could work. But obviously this is all a ploy to get Reigns cheered on WrestleMania, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to work?
I think they knew. It's obviously, he's not turning up, and that was confirmed probably weeks ago. Like, this is all planned.
Yeah, to get Reigns cheered. And
yeah.
Obviously, I think it will work with some of the neutrals.
I think Reigns he's actually got something that he wants to actually speak about finally.
Yeah.
Because he probably does feel that way about Lesnar.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's actually, for the first time, he's probably got something that he's like, I can actually put some anger into this. Or
yeah. Well, there is real life animosity towards Lesnar with some of the wrestlers. Like, that's, I mean, because that's when Lesnar bust open Orton. A lot of people just didn't care after that.
The Jericho fight.
Jericho.
I don't see how they're going to beat. I think the last match, you and me were talking about this a couple of days. Well, you know, I think that the first Lesnar Roman match could be certainly top 10.
I love that match.
WrestleMania match.
I love that match.
Wow. It's a masterpiece. And it felt real. It felt like they're
proper. Yeah.
Roman starts it by pelting him.
Yeah.
Makes Brock lead. And then, you know.
Yeah.
Suplex City.
And then, you know, Reigns cried backstage in real life after that match. Reigns actually cried backstage after that match. Because the slaps and everything, all the bumps he was taking from Lesnar.
Yeah.
And I think it's just emotional, isn't it? I know Reigns' father got genuinely upset because he thought Reigns was going to win the title.
Yeah.
And then when Seth cashed in, it's like, even though the father was a wrestler, he was like, this is bullshit, man.
Are they
going to
end another WrestleMania, though, with him holding the belt and the crowd all booing?
Of course, that's the plan.
Yeah,
of course, that's the plan.
But then the next night we have, like, for all of us,
yeah,
like, we have
exactly
It's My Yard Part Two,
exactly
My Yard now,
exactly.
And it's like, you can actually have him turn the next night, because that's the only thing that can realistically happen. Yeah. You didn't want to get behind me when I was saying all this shit.
Yeah,
fuck you then.
You know what would be great? Do you know what would really be great? It's not gonna happen. It's just me doing fantasy booking. But Usos drops the belts. They're frustrated. They're first ever WrestleMania. They lose. They help Reigns win. And there's a faction formed with the Usos and Reigns.
Usos are going nowhere near Lesnar.
You don't think so, is it?
Of course not.
But because the Usos got that badass gimmick now.
But they should link up.
They really should.
Yeah.
We need factions again.
Exactly.
Roman Empire, that's already...
Exactly. That's the name. That's the Roman Empire. See? We booked it already. next up, it was Sonya Deville versus Sasha Banks. I like Sonya Deville. I think she's actually improving every time I see her.
An attractive lady. I like her ring gear. Why are you looking at them when I make comments? Ladies and gentlemen, I make a comment and Skillet glances over at them to make sure I'm not being weird.
She's pretty.
I think her ring gear is good.
Mm.
Yeah, you heard my fucking opinion.
So Bailey was there. Yeah. Bailey was just watching over Sasha, see if everything was alright. I think she helped Sasha pick up the victory, didn't she? I think Bailey helped. Absolutely, I think that's what happened. I think Bailey caused Absolution to lose. Sasha picked up the win, but Bailey didn't help when Absolution jumped her afterwards. That's what it was. So I guess they're going to be involved in the whole Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal. No, it's not Bailey Sasha. No, they're going to be in the Fabulous Moolah Battle Royal.
Yeah, you know what? They're in the video for it, weren't they?
Yeah. There's not going to be a Sasha. Unfortunately, there won't be a Sasha Banks Bailey match.
Well, they took each other on last year, didn't they? So,
has it said how many members are going to be in this match?
Probably 30. No. What's it like at Andre Giant? It's 20, isn't it? 20. So probably 20.
It's whoever's left over, isn't it? They don't do it, number, do they? It's just whoever's left over so they can get a payday.
And they would have, yeah, there would have been something developing yesterday if there was something to do with that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Every tag team on Raw gets these hands. Elijah, what is going on?
I'm excited because if we get the first single man tag team champion of all time, it'll be funny and different. And like, Strowman hasn't had a title yet. He's like the best person without a championship.
This WrestleMania just looks like they've got no ideas. Triple threat. Oh no, give him the tag. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's an interesting idea. Yes, it is. But it buries Sheamus and Cesaro, who are meant to be the best tag team.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, doesn't it show you how poor the Raw tag teams are compared to SmackDown?
So who was in this match? It was like a battle royal.
They're your favourites, aren't they, Skip?
Well, they were.
They're your favourites. Who? The Revival?
They were as well.
Worldwide.
They were never my favourites. No. So Titus Worldwide, Revival, Luke Gallows and Anderson,
and Mr. Raj.
Mr. Raj.
Yes.
And because they were in Detroit, Rhino was getting pops all the time.
Oh, yeah. I wondered why that was. Yeah.
This is his birthday as well.
Oh.
So he's got those hands on his birthday.
He got those hands on his birthday.
We all like to get our hands on our birthday.
And Strowman just cleaned up house. And so it's going to be Strowman versus The Bar. Well, we don't know that yet. That's not confirmed. But it's looking like Strowman versus The Bar.
That
could be a fun match, like Elijah said. But I just don't.
It destroys Sheamus and Cesaro.
Yeah.
Do you think Sheamus and Cesaro should be destroyed now?
No, I think they can be. I think. No.
No. Okay.
No.
Interesting.
I find it quite interesting. Like I'm quite happy that there's something a bit different, to be honest.
Uh-huh. True. It's true.
And it just. Like Strowman deserves something like quite to a high standard this year for the work that he's put in this year.
So yeah.
To me, it just regardless of the tag division for Strowman, I think it's perfect where he hasn't, because he should have something of high caliber.
Okay.
It's certainly an interesting idea, isn't it, to be the first man to have the tag belts? Yeah. And what do you think then? Authors of Pain take it off him.
On Raw.
Not necessarily the next night, just at some point. Oh, but, you know what? Yeah, it could be the next night.
No, maybe not. I think Office Pay probably debut on Raw, and it'll build up to that. Mm.
And it's just like re-establishing new tag teams. Like some of them need to swap over, some of them need to break up. Like if we know that Titus Worldwide are never gonna be
anything,
yeah, then should it continue beyond this WrestleMania? Should
I agree?
Heath Slater and Rhino continue.
Get rid of them.
Just
get rid of them, man.
Usos, like you said, would be.
Usos to Raw, I would love. Yeah. I would love Usos to Raw.
You know, who do you think? You know, normally after the Raw and the SmackDown, that's normally when they do a cull, don't they? They do a cut.
Yeah.
You know, they normally cut like six or seven people. Do you think like Heath Slater, Rhino, people like should be?
Who knows? Who knows?
Maybe he's got kids though. So.
Yeah, that's it. He's got kids, man.
Maybe it's like an NXT world.
I don't give a shit about your kids.
Shit.
Let's do
this. Best promo ever. Lesnar.
Paul, say something stupid. That was a good promo, man.
Yeah, that was good. Alexa Bliss. So Asuka obviously came down for an interview, wasn't it? She had an interview.
Yeah.
And then Bliss interrupted.
Yeah.
Then Bliss and Mickie James were mocking Asuka with her, how she can't speak English. Obviously, Asuka went into her crazy, I beat you already type of talk. Yeah, she went a bit mad. But Bliss did a good job of holding it up, making little smart remarks. And then Asuka defeats Mickie James in a decent match. And
very decent to the point where I was actually convinced Asuka was injured.
Oh, really?
Obviously, a work. Well, I guess they're trying to give Charlotte, you know, working on the leg. You know,
yeah, of course.
Nice again, a good build and stuff. So her leg's going to be injured, which makes us think, maybe Charlotte's got a chance. Good stuff.
And then backstage, Alexa Bliss was giving some words of encouragement to Nia Jax. Nia Jax goes out, defeats a jobber. And then a Titantron appears, and the Bliss and Mickie James are
very unprofessional of that interview.
Are ridiculing Alexa Bliss, saying now, Mickie James saying that Alexa, you used her, you called her fat, you said all these things about her weight, and then Charlie Caruso, wasn't it? Yeah, she comes in and says, "Hey, the camera's been filming all this time. Nia Jax goes crazy, goes backstage, chases after them. So yes, we predicted
problem,
this.
Problem with this match is the baby face is the big dominant one and the heel is a little thing.
I like that though. Yeah. It's different. Yeah.
I know they've given a Mickey as a heater, but it's just, I don't know. Do you think this is going to be a bit of a squash?
Yes and no. I think it'll be
for like 7 months.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong,
yeah.
It's awesome, but
it won't be a squash. Obviously, it's going to be like a handicap match, but a single match, yeah. But really a handicap match. Mickey James will be involved. Nia Jax is going to win, obviously.
Yeah.
I hope. Anyway.
I felt like
yeah, you never know.
For so long.
It was a bit long. Yeah.
The behind the scenes part, I mean.
I knew what you meant.
It was like, oh man, it was just hard to watch.
Yeah.
3 hour Raw, man.
Which might be going to 2 hours soon.
If it goes to Fox.
Yeah.
If it goes to 2 hours, who's getting cut then? More people will get cut.
Yeah.
Because you're not needing on TV anymore, so.
There'll be a third brand. A fourth brand.
Yeah.
Your fourth brand. Then a promo package came up. Yeah. The Ultimate Deletion is finally showing up at Raw next week. And we said it. Maxwell's involved. Yeah. Ruby's involved. Wolfgang's involved. What's the name of the...
Seymour.
What's the name of the new son?
Wolfgang.
It's Wolfgang, but what's the name of the... Sorry, the granddad again. The father.
Sebastian,
I think. Yeah. Sebastian. Yeah. Anyway, but it's... And I love what I love about... I think that's what it is. Send your Benjamin. Send your Benjamin. Yeah. And I love the fact that it had that TNA look.
Yeah.
Like the look of the video package. So it's finally happening, Flu.
Yes.
You're not excited for this?
No, I'm interested by it. I wouldn't say I'm excited. Because you know what? I have gone from loving Bray Wyatt to being kind of like...
Yeah, me too.
To actually hate him.
Yeah, I used to.
When he talks.
I know. I skip it now.
Yeah.
And that's the sad thing because if you saw me 3-4 years ago, I would. Yeah. They'll ask you to show the picture of Senior Benjamin on his phone. If you asked me 3-4 years ago, I could not wait for a Bray Wyatt promo. Yeah, I would watch it. I would have goosebumps. I'll be mesmerized by it. Now, I just skip it.
But it's not, I know you can't blame him necessarily, but I'm just so...
Oh, you can.
...bored, and it actually angers me how much
I know.
I hate it now.
I know.
I'm just like...
He could have been the new Undertaker.
And also, yeah, like I said, should have been the Undertaker, but he's not.
He's Bray Wyatt.
He's Papa Shango.
But I'm excited to see what they do with this take. I love at the end of this promo, Kurt Angle was like, man.
Yeah, that was...
I knew Bray Wyatt was crazy, but what the hell happened to Matt Hardy? Typical Angle fashion. Classic.
They need more of that friend.
Yeah, Angle, he's the best comedy wrestler in my opinion.
Yeah.
There's no one better than Angle when it comes to comedy and wrestling. His comedic timing is the best.
Yeah. And there's a lot to be confused about on Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
When he was the general manager, he's like, that's not how you spell soft.
That was amazing. They should have kept that more, man. They just kept making things a bit too serious. And then they did the whole thing with Jason Jordan. And it was just... Am I missing anything else in Raw? Oh, John Cena. Let's talk about John Cena.
Yeah.
Big news.
Yeah. Weird interview.
I like the promo.
No, yeah. But weird.
Came out.
Hey, guys, I'm not going. Yeah, I'm just going to be a fan. I'm not. I challenge The Undertaker.
Yeah. I'm going to be a fan. I'm going to go in. Like, I'm going to be like this guy here, goes into the crowd, calls the guy Chewbacca or something like that. Is that Sasquatch or something like that. I'm going to...
Yeah.
This
really offensive.
Yeah, it was quite insulting, actually.
Yeah.
And then the guy didn't care.
Thanks, you square-headed fuck.
And then Cena comes back out and says, yeah, I'm just going to be a fan. No, I'm not. I'm going to actually challenge Undertaker because I don't care. Creative doesn't want me to do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to put my...
Which is where I was confused. But then when he started taking pops in, I went, oh, hang on a second.
He said, yeah, you need to get over yourself. You're washed up. You're old man. And yeah, you say you're over wrestling, but then you're trying to prove that you're still strong by posting pictures on your wife's Instagram.
Do you think this is actually interesting, isn't it?
Well,
I know.
What's Undertaker going to do? Is he going to...
I think if Undertaker went out...
Is he going to shoot or is he going to...
...win over John Cena? Because last year's match wasn't good enough. If that was the Undertaker's last match...
Yeah, I know.
I'm really disappointed.
Yeah, yeah.
Roman Reigns. But I'm sure they threw all the bells and whistles at it.
Oh, sorry, Elijah was there live. Elijah, you were there live. Your opinions on that match, please. I've always wanted to ask you this since last year.
Think about it. From
we touched down in Orlando on like the Thursday night, so we'd seen Hall of Fame, we'd seen NXT, then we'd seen 5 hours of sitting in yeah. this arena watching wrestling, and then you get to the last 20 minutes. And then after we heard the music and done the entrances, we were tired.
Yes.
We were like, so, and then the match isn't great, but even the best match of all time, I still would have been like,
yeah, fragile. Yeah, wrestling. Yeah.
And then the end was
when
just
he,
like,
when the Undertaker started stripping in front of you, how did that?
No, it felt like my childhood died.
Like, yeah.
So was, many people said this, yeah, bro.
I saw like the last,
especially the spear,
when he couldn't even, he didn't know where he was. He got that kind of super spear.
Ooh.
And then I was like, oh my God, I've just turned 30. I'm at Mania. Undertaker's been pinned. He leaves his gloves in the ring. Like, I'm not young anymore.
Yeah.
What was Logan Sava saying? Was he pissed?
I think everyone was just booing. Like, we were just booing Roman Reigns.
It kind of deflated the atmosphere.
Yeah, just the next pickup, the next time we had that kind of, we feel great again, was when Vince came out the next night on Raw. And that's when we was like, everything's all right again. Yeah. But, like, obviously Roman came out the next night and did the sure. It's My Yard Now.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was amazing. That's still his best promo. Sorry, Flea.
But we live in a weird time, don't we? For instance, like, two of the biggest artists in the world right now, Kanye West and Justin Bieber, and everybody hates them. So I don't know if it's necessarily John Cena or Roman Reigns. We are in a different time. People love football players, but they hate football players.
Mm.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think it's a very... I don't know if you need to turn Roman heel, because it's never been done before, this booed good guy thing like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it gets people talking, and it gets reactions, and it conjures up some form of emotion in people, and that's what they want.
But I just want to see, you don't want to see a bad Undertaker match.
No.
No one does.
Royalty, because Undertaker's on your Mount Rushmore. When you saw that match live, would you have been like, hey, I got to see one of my favorite wrestlers' last match ever, and be like, oh, that's history? Or would you have been like, wow, I just got to see one of my favorite wrestlers' last match ever, and it was that? Like, how was it for you?
I was just, I feel like just as a, as someone from the UK, I was just happy to see Taker match and to see the last match.
Sorry to cut you, but like, can we all agree there's nothing like an Undertaker entrance live? When you see it live, there's nothing like it.
You saw Hell in a Cell as well.
I saw the Lesnar and Taker.
Oh, you were at the SummerSlam? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think it was a Hell in a Cell.
Oh, it was a Hell of a pay-per-view, wasn't it? It was a Hell of a pay-per-view. Okay, you saw that live. Yeah. Wicked.
How do you guys afford this? You guys are doing really well.
This guy's doing really well, bro.
I've heard.
They're doing really well. So, yeah, man.
We're casual fans, bro. We're casual fans. Casual just going to wrestling events.
Just enjoying life, baby. Just enjoying life.
One thing I did sprout up for me was that because he has left his hat and his coat in the ring, and Kid Rock is getting inducted, maybe there is some form
like
of...
like a crossover?
Possibly, like...
Oh, you mean he comes back as the badass?
Maybe, because he's got rid of the cloak and the hat.
The English naughty bottom.
He's got super personal with him.
I'm bad!
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, what, he's like, you mentioned my wife.
Yeah.
I'm not the Undertaker on Instagram. Oh, I'm Mark Calloway.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, shit!
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
That, you know what?
That's what I
never liked. I never liked the American badass gimmick. Yeah, I never liked it. But if he comes back for this time with Kid Rock performing live, because he'll be there.
Yeah,
he's gonna be inducted.
And
he'll be there.
Yeah,
if Undertaker comes out with the bike,
dead. I'm Mark Calloway.
How did that theme go again? Dead man, you what? Done it now.
No,
that wasn't Kid Rock, was it?
That's Jim Johnson. Yeah.
Kid Rock was. What's the American Bad was? How did that go again? Because Keep Rolling was Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit was thing, but what was the other one?
American Badass.
I'm the American Badass. You can roll with Kid. You can suck my
Judgment Day one.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that one, man.
That one.
They call me Cowboy. Was it good?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. Oh, I do remember that. So if he comes out to that, you know what? Hey guys, can we give the butt screw?
The shit.
Let's give them a round of applause. That is amazing booking. I love it.
That's
a great shout.
That way, you're not turning back. The Undertaker is dead. Mark Calloway, the American Badass, versus John Cena. Oh my God, I would like that. I would love that.
And that's a great way for both men to bow out, really, because Cena looks like he's on his last legs as well.
I think we've
got five Cenas left.
So that means 5 years, right, Elijah?
If he's saying that about Undertaker and he's slowing down, then
That's a good point. We'll slow down for like longer.
Cedar's become the once, twice a year guy.
Yeah.
The other year.
I think he's going to get, I think the only thing he's got left is to surpass the Ric Flair.
Of course, 17, yeah. Elijah knows that's a sore spot for me.
Yeah. I think it's, and it's not even 17 titles, you know that.
Yeah, exactly.
Flair's, yeah.
It's ridiculous. But anyway, I guess, but that was it. Am I missing anything else on Raw?
Seth and Finn Balor.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Elijah.
And The Miz. Again, another triple threat match.
Yeah.
Annoying, typical wrestling at the moment. So they've given us Finn versus Seth, and Finn won, which instantly means Finn's not winning at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do that. So now, obviously, it's going to be Seth or Miz. But yes, yeah, so you now know.
I think it's a Miz retain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then for what, Lex? Like, logical.
And then he will probably drop the belt on Raw next night. Some new debut. Del Rio might be coming back.
I mean, like, no way in terms of him.
Yeah.
Back and winning it.
No, it won't be. It won't be him. But they'll probably have think of somebody else that we're not thinking. You know what they might do? It might be a thing where, hey, look, I'm Strowman. I got the tag team titles.
No, I'm gonna go for the.
And I'm gonna go get the IC.
Yeah.
And even funnier,
they might do that. You know.
Even funnier if he's on this like whole respect thing is that. He loses it on Raw and then doesn't. He's not actually in the triple threat anymore.
Yeah.
Someone else. I don't know.
Yeah, just yeah. Like,
this show.
You never know, innit? You can never tell. And you know what? We're missing Samoa Joe. Unfortunately, he won't be part of this WrestleMania. I'm gutted for him. But I really hope when he gets back, you know what? They know what they need to do with Joe. Yeah. Just push him to the stars. Push him. Push him to the moon. Yeah. Like,
he should be
there's no more wasting time with Joe now. He needs to get that big push. So
yeah, well, he's 40 plus now. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's who I was expecting to come out when Cena was cutting the promo, to be honest.
Me too. So was I.
Maybe it's going to be Joe.
So was I. Yeah. I was hoping for Joe.
Yeah.
Because I know Cena really wants Joe. Because they started their careers together, you know.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah.
That's SummerSlam then. I don't know. Like when the thing is, the reason why I'm liking New Japan at the moment is because you think, okay, like you can see this outcome means you could get these three possibilities. That outcome, you can get these three possibilities. And sometimes when I watch Raw or SmackDown or whatever, I just go, huh?
Yeah.
Where can they go next with this?
Yeah.
And it makes it harder for me to like to get excited about the result. I'm just like, okay, well, this triple threat match between Balor, Seth and The Miz, does it matter who wins?
Not really. Not really.
See the demon? Oh, that's true. Okay, maybe Finn lost because he's going to demon up or something. I don't know. Mm. No, hang on. Finn won.
Yeah, exactly.
Finn won. See, I wonder how many people shouted at their podcast a second ago when I was saying Finn lost.
Seth lost. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't.
Sorry. Oh, no, it's still the same point, which means Finn's not going to.
Yeah.
I got it the wrong way around. Sorry, everybody who's in the bath or having a poo. Or driving down the road.
So, yeah, it's like, okay, Miz wins, then Seth and Finn have got nothing to do. Seth wins, then he's out of the world title picture, which he should be going for Roman. Finn Balor wins, but he should have been going back for the world title because he hasn't had his rematch.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, and then the challengers are who after that in terms of mid-card. It depends on what they do the shake-up.
That's the thing. Yeah, that's it. I can't even think of Joe. Who else will... Yeah, Joe, yeah.
But. Talking about this section, I did my head in. Oh, Miz, we're not going to be stupid enough to argue. What did you say?
Yeah.
It's like, you stupid bastard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it, right? There was nothing else on...
I think that was pretty much...
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I think the icing on the cake is that comment there about... Mark Calloway coming back with Kid Rock.
Yeah.
I think that's a
massive. I love that. That's a great shout.
Yeah. In fact, if that doesn't happen now, you've ruined WrestleMania.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Well, what you got coming up, boys?
Yes, please. Let us know.
I've got in terms of just
with your careers, what you guys are doing.
I've got a few releases coming up.
Wicked.
This year, I've got a grime release with a few MCs from different parts of the world. I've got it's an instrumental which I'm releasing, and it will have a different version by Rico.
Wicked.
An MC from Prague called Smek, an MC from Ghana called called Bright.
Wow.
And an MC from Japan called
Onjuicy.
Yeah. Can I just say, am I like, weren't you guys one of the main, like, you guys are one of the people to go forefront of making it more of an international brand? Am I making that up? Am I misconstruing that? Like, I know grime is famous worldwide, but like, I didn't really see much DJs go to Japan and spreading it, you know, go to you know what I mean? Like, how you guys have done it.
Well, I think we definitely helped.
I think so.
Like, people can see that it was possible.
Right. I definitely believe that. I 100%
yeah,
believe
just
that.
Just documenting things as well. So it's like, yeah, now, like, we're bringing that back home. So you see the documentaries of us.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We're having the MCs on our tracks and stuff. It's like, we're trying to put together things that wouldn't make sense if you were just DJing out of a pirate radio station in East London. It's like,
yeah,
we're not doing that anymore. It's like reflective of what they're actually doing.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool, man. But
where can people see you local next?
What is going on?
I'm actually off for 6 weeks.
it's kind of cool because we're moving into like a new studio space, so yeah, we're making the next wave of music.
That's wicked.
I'm finishing, like, I've been away in Brighton, like, as like an artistic director of an organization for a year, so I haven't actually been doing music.
Yeah, bro.
A year and some change.
You're doing a lot of like talks and
and like curation and stuff, yeah, like exhibitions.
Wicked, bro. I'm loving it.
Different stuff. So,
bruv, it's the next level. When you see your boys, you know what I mean. I grew up with this guy all my life, and it's like it's the next thing to see. And but you're so, what I love about it is you're still yourself. Like, he's still the same Elijah that I know, and I love
cut
that.
Cut the boys from Wolverstone. Cut the boys from South.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean. Yeah. You know what I mean.
And it's just, again, it's like, the reason why I kind of still watch wrestling now, because we see like the parallels, like when you know, like Skepta and Stormzy are like our Rock and Stone Cold. You know,
yeah, definitely.
And when you don't, again, like sometimes when these moments of excitement happen in wrestling, I look at the same in music. I'm like, okay, Skepta and Stormzy now in grime world is 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, what's the equivalent now? What matches would we be excited about? What
so hang on a second. Project? If they're Rock and Austin, yeah,
who
are you two?
So I used to call Butters. I used to call them the evolution of grime. So I used, like, because you guys started off with Terror Danger, right? Yeah. So I used to say Terror Danger was like the Ric Flair. Terror Danger, he's a veteran
so
in the scene.
You guys are Batista and Orton.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Well, I would say Triple H, Skillion's Batista, and Royalty was Orton. At the time, that's when you guys are starting up. You guys are totally a different place now.
Yeah.
You guys are Bullet Club now or something, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Our sort of like rhetoric for even just how we do business and music, sometimes we do relate it to, there is a lot of sort of crossover between the
I love it.
And we refer to it a lot.
Yeah, you guys come out, you DJ with Austin 316, you rock the shirts. You guys, didn't you guys throw a night called Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
Bruv, their cross promotion is insane. I love
it. You do that in everything now. When I'm watching Walking Dead with the missus, I'm like, well, he's turned heel.
Yeah.
He hit him with the gimmick.
Like, you're saying, even like if like certain festivals or a rave isn't packed, we'd be like, oh, that DJ doesn't draw. You know
what I mean? Amazing.
Like, obviously,
amazing. Yeah. I love it. And you know what's so funny? They're just being themselves, but I don't think you guys realize how impactful that is to somebody that might generally love grime and wrestling. Do you know what I mean? And because that shows your personality, and that person that loves your work can relate to you, and that's why it works, brother. And you guys are just being yourselves. You guys, that's not even a market employee. You guys are doing. You're just being yourself. But that's why I love it. It's great to see, bro. It's really good
Twitter
to see.
Twitter handles, hit them with the Twitter stuff.
It's just Elijah, but instead of a one, instead of a
J is a one. Yeah.
And Royalty Music.
Well, guys, thank you so much, bruv. We're definitely going to get you guys here more often. And now that you definitely moved down as well,
you're both...
I know your schedules are always busy, but you're always welcome to come down to the Kickout. And we would love to do a whole thing, a live show with you guys as well, because we're trying to do some more live shows this year. So we'll have to get you guys on board on that as well.
Come
so
do a gig at the Indigo.
Yes. Do a gig at the Indigo.
Oh, talking to Will Ospreay today. My event's off with Will Ospreay, which is a shame.
Yes.
But we're going to try and organise something for 2019.
Hopefully. Yes. All right.
It's got long term booking.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So thank you guys for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good, man.